The faulty Boeing jet that has moved profits from one part of the airline industry to another. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. There were ugly quarterly results from Southwest Airlines today. Profits were down 21%, and the stock is down 1.7% now. This is an airline that had been especially reliant on the grounded 737 MAX jet, which may not get recertified to fly until mid-year. American Airlines also used a lot of MAX jets, but its profits today were better than expected, yet the stock is down more than 3%. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab has more.
It's not that American and Southwest are losing business because of the 737 MAX. It's that they're missing out on growth. Michael Boyd is president of Boyd Group International.
Flights aren't being canceled, just not being scheduled.
In other words, American and Southwest might not have enough aircraft to add flights out of small cities that customers want. Think Charleston to London.
So until the MAX comes in, Southwest is the only airline that won't be able really to expand its fleet at this time.
Southwest has more MAX planes than its competitors. Part of the aircraft's appeal is its flexibility. It can take short trips and those popular international flights. Yi Gao teaches aviation management at Purdue. He says it'll be a while until airlines get the MAX off the ground. Boeing says the planes may be cleared to fly this summer.
And even that's not guaranteed, because a lot of things do happen before this.
And for months after, while mechanics and pilots are trained. Until then, dreams of adding more flights are a bit in the clouds. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.
A victory for Tesla. In the traditional land of cars, the electric car maker has reached a deal with Michigan that will allow it to sell directly to consumers. Marketplace's Nova Safo, who was not named after the Chevy Nova, is here. It's those local businesses known as car dealerships, right?
That's right. I did drive one for a while. The showrooms have been around for a while, those showrooms that Tesla has. But, you know, what they could do in those showrooms varies from state to state. Some places they can just show the cars and that's it. Other places they can have more traditional dealer-like interactions like test drives. So in Michigan, the company was complaining that the law on the books was heavily stacked against it. Basically, Michigan residents until now could not buy a Tesla in Michigan. And that has to do with dealership protection laws to prevent them from getting wiped out by car makers. But now things are going to change with this settlement, David, with between Tesla and Michigan. Tesla can sell directly to customers there with some tricky kind of paperwork, which is the company's business model, right? Selling directly. There are no independently owned dealerships.
Now, Michigan is the land of Ford, GM, Fiat Chrysler, VW USA, and more. How important is this victory there?
Well, I spoke with Carl Brower of Kelley Blue Book, and he says it's basically going to be major change, and it could come very quickly.
This shift in Michigan for Tesla really is kind of a bellwether of, I think, where you're going to see the final states that still won't sell Teslas probably go fairly quickly, and potentially other automakers as well.
So other automakers might start selling directly, too. We'll have to see.
All right. Marketplace's Nova Safo, thank you. A big insurance company has partnered with a nonprofit manufacturer of generic medicines in an effort to save money. Blue Cross Blue Shield is investing $55 million with Civica RX. The plan is to formulate cheaper generic versions of maybe 10 drugs that have been quite pricey. They're going to try that to do that within about 2 years.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Now to branding when the name spells cancer. In Canada's Quebec province, there is a town called Asbestos. The mine there closed in 2012, Emma Jacobs reports.
Jan St-Hilaire grew up in asbestos. Every afternoon, a siren would sound before dynamite charges went off in the open-air mine where his father worked. Today, that siren hangs above the bar in his mining-themed brewery in a former asbestos mill.
So that was the everyday About at 4 o'clock, we're hearing that three times, and there was the explosion.
So Saint-Hilaire owns this history. But even he'll say it's time for the town Asbestos built to change its name so that it can attract new businesses.
They don't want to put their company in a town that the name can be harmful to the reputation of the companies.
Asbestos, used in insulation, now has a reputation for its link to certain types of cancer. And leaders of this town of 7,000 say they're losing out on economic development opportunities to neighboring areas. So after more than a decade of debate, Asbestos's city council voted to start looking for a new name. They estimate that change will cost $75,000 for things like paperwork and replacing signs. On a recent evening, a public meeting on the process held in a church was standing room only. A business owner, Frédéric Tremblay, told the crowd that he had an upcoming meeting with a company in the U.S. about a major contract. There's just one question he's afraid of, he says. Where are you from? Councilmember Caroline Payer supports renaming, but says it's going to be a big change for this former company town.
You were born somewhere, you have like your family there, you have all you know, and you grew up there, so it's just normal to be very emotional about that.
Asbestos is currently collecting suggestions for a new name. The town will announce its final choice in May. In Asbestos, Quebec, for now, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.
You know, I wonder what they'll come up with. How about Coconut Grove, Quebec? Cheer up those winners, maybe. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.